Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was calling in as you called me.
I'm sure. Okay, sure. Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Let's see, are we okay? No. Yep,
I don't know where we are.
We are on the air. Okay.
Okay.
And Ada Marie, from whose voice you hear now, the old golden oracle, is a third generation seer. She was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. And she channels spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. And I'm going to put her to work right now. Ada Marie?
Yes.
tell me what you hear from spirit.
Well, actually, I've been so busy today that the spirit has had me working all day. And, you know, tomorrow's Mother's Day, right? So,
that's right.
Between all of the things, but I got a message for everyone, man or woman, while I was working with Spirit this morning, because some wonderful things are about to transpire and a lot of love and light are coming into the country. And the answer was, and I did not ask this question, was that if everyone would hold the light above everything else, no matter what people were doing or saying or thinking or acting, however they were acting, if you held the light in face of that, we would turn the whole system around and everybody would be talking in the light and working in the light. And they
uh-huh.
were very adamant that I should say, I do that. I'll smile at somebody when they're telling me what a bad person I am. And thank them so I could get better.
Sometimes that just makes them madder.
it does make them mad. It makes them furious. How dare you think you're above? And I said, I don't think I'm above anything because I don't even think about it. You know, and
mm-hmm.
then they really carry on. And usually they get up and walk out on me.
Well, sometimes that's a good thing.
I think it is because there are other people that come and ask questions, and I can answer their questions, and then they can add to their own question to answer
mm-hmm.
in their own method. So I really believe that when people are wanting something for nothing, that's when they get upset.
Oh,
you know?
My. Yes, I do know. I certainly
yeah.
do know. I had someone who would call me and ask me questions and ask my advice, and this went on for years. And finally, I got kind of tired of it, and finally I said, Alma, you're getting into the business side, you know, what I do for a living. Should I start the clock, or shall we just go back and talk girl talk? And she got so furious. She says, I thought we were friends. And I said, well, you have a friend who's a doctor. Do you want him to operate on you for free?
Right.
She never called me again.
Right.
It was...
they're selfish. They take
yeah.
you for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're a natural giver, as we are, you just give and give and give and give, and people, they forget. They completely forget that you do have to pay the rent. You have to pay the landlord, or do you have to pay the mortgage, or you have to pay for the groceries or whatever, you know.
Right, right.
And spirit can't help us in that. They can't give us money.
No, and thank goodness enough of us have enough wisdom to be able to find a way to make a living and give up that work. For a long time, I didn't do work at all because I had the kids and I had to feed them and I was their sole support. So I didn't do any work at all. If something drastic happened in the neighborhood we lived in, yes, I would run over and help them and say nothing. But as far as people on the phone, no way, no way. A lady called me from out of New Jersey one time, and I was alone with the kids, and I said to her, I said, I can't talk. I cannot talk to you. I've got 51 kids here I'm taking care of to be able to support myself. And I do not have time to talk. And she must have told everybody in New Jersey. Nobody called me back.
Oh, my.
It was funny. I was true. I didn't have time to talk to him.
We actually, as healers and workers and for working for the light, all we can do is all we have to charge for is our time.
Yeah,
you know,
we certainly don't
charge from the healing, which is from spirit.
Right.
But we do have to realize that we have limited time.
Yeah.
So
that's
spirit is telling you, and I find this very interesting, to when someone is being sort of their small self, their lesser self.
Yeah.
You look at them and see their higher self. Is that what spirit's telling you?
Right. See, for many people, they haven't ever become aware that they have a higher sense of value, and they can turn to that, and they can be helped with that. Well, that's all they need for help. But they do not have the knowledge that help is there. They don't even look for it.
Well, there is something wonderful in everybody. It doesn't matter how mean that they are from time to time, but there is something in there that is so beautiful, and you do have to find it.
You have to work on it to find it, and you have to be able to have the person understand how beautiful they are, how wonderful they are. And they're great value. Then sometimes they turn their head around and they become that value. So
that's right.
I've had that happen many times.
I'm
amazed at people who have walked roughshod over others for many years and all of a sudden find out that they were really walking on themselves, because when they walked on the person walked away. And they were left alone.
That's true. And it's interesting that when you expect highly of someone, sometimes they will actually do their best to live up to your expectations.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. Do you know that tomorrow is Mother's Day, and so many millions of mothers around the world, and there are a lot of them, that nobody remembers on Mother's Day. And so no matter what, I always say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And I was in a little shop yesterday just waiting because there were people in line. So I stepped out of the line to look at the plants. And the clerk was waving at me, and I didn't know she was waving at me. And the man turned around and said, "Ma'am?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Could you come up here for a moment?" And so I went up to the counter, and he handed me a little bouquet that they had there. They had them in the shop, and a hamburger. And he said, "Happy Mother's Day. I don't have a mother. My mother's been gone a long time. And she told me that you are a mother." I said, "Oh, yeah, I certainly am." He said, "Well, you look awfully young to be a mother of so many children." I said, "Well, thank you. That's the best Mother's Day present anybody could give me." And we all started laughing and everything, you know. But it was really nice of him to think of me. And he didn't have a mother, so I could be his mother, and he could buy me a hamburger and an ice cream to take home.
Which was delightful.
Yeah, and so sweet. I mean, he was just a nice person. And I thanked him. I said, my gosh, I hope one of my sons are as nice as you are. And he said, well, thank you. You know, I wanted to thank him because it was just so out of nowhere. There weren't very many people in the store, but it was just the idea that he did that. You know, he wanted to give a mother something, and I happened to be it, and that was very nice.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Did you give him your phone number?
No, he didn't ask for it.
Oh, okay.
But if he ever wanted it, Lisa has it. She could give it to him.
Sure.
But, he didn't ask for my phone number. But, you know, he was a total stranger, so probably he felt he was a little leery to just give a total person a gift when you don't even belong to the town. And, so, but it was a very thoughtful and kind thing. And Yeah, and I felt blessed. Really did.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
do we have any mothers?
We have some people that are waiting to ask some questions. Are you ready?
Absolutely, I am.
Okay, hold on a second. Hello, Evelyn?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Evelyn.
Okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know if there's any messages from Spirit for me.
If there's any what, honey?
Messages from Spirit for Evelyn.
Yes. Have you been receiving messages, Evelyn?
I think through my dream, I dreamed of volcanoes, and I don't know if it's because of the ongoing situation in Hawaii that I read about it. And another dream that I totally forgot what it was about, it was involving an ex-boyfriend that passed away 5 years ago. And I tried to write it down, and I totally forgot all of it. But I think the last dream I had, not the volcano one, the one that I dreamt about him, was a message, and I just can't figure what that message was.
Well,
so that's prosperity.
If you receive a message and you don't recall it, just ask for it to return at a more advantageous time, and it will return to you. The message will come back. Messages come all the time, and I'm sure some are little messages and some are big messages. Some are very important and some are just loving. And what we have to do is we have to understand that Spirit is busy. Just as you think you're busy? I got news for you. They are busy. So a lot of times they can't come back right away with an answer, but they might come back 3 months later.
I suspect the person that you dreamt of, the who died 5 years ago, just came to give you some love. Do you need loving right now? Do you need some love and support?
I think we always all do. There's always a need for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a wonderful thing. And
can you ask your spirits if they have any message for Evelyn? Anna Marie?
Well, Evelyn can ask and see what we get.
Okay.
Are there any messages for me?
You must practice. You must learn to go into the silence. As you learn to go into the silence and you are totally silent, you will be able to receive more messages. And you will be able to enjoy the relationship with the message.
Okay, I will have to do that.
Yeah, you must. This is what, don't meditate. Just keep your mind clear, totally empty. Okay. I get furious at people who say I'm meditating. What they should say is, I'm going into the silence, and then go into the silence and stay there as long as you can until you get good enough at it to be able to come and go as you please in and out of the silence. The silence is golden. I know that you've heard that before from mothers, but silence is golden. When you have shut your mind off and it's totally empty and no thought is coming into your head or no thought of air, any thought, any kind, you're in the silence. When you conquer going into the silence, you'll be amazed at the wonderful things that you can find out, that you can do, that you can learn, that you can appreciate and find truths that you did not know existed ever before. So if you want to go into the silence, then my grandmother used to say, okay, shut your mouth, shut your eyes, you're asleep. And that was going into the silence, of course. When we got a little bit bigger, we realized that that was what. And she'd say, now remember, something will, you'll be given something, and you tell me what they give you in the morning. And a lot of times we didn't get anything. But we went in the silence anyway. And as we got stronger and older, we did get messages. Yes, I still get messages. In fact, I had a message today about Mother's Day. And the message came, I guess I was in the kitchen, so it must have been about 10 o'clock. But the message came that every single individual, male or female, receives divine love and light when they are prepared to accept it. Now, did you get that one?
Yes.
Everybody receives love and light when they are prepared to accept it. And many times people don't accept it. They don't even really realize that it is love and light, I think. And they do not accept it. So remember, this is Mother's Day, and we are sending our mothers, dead or alive, we are sending love and light to our mothers because of their wonderful commitment to raising us and making us who we are today. So everyone should really think of their beloved ancestors and mothers and nieces and nephews, everybody, and send them divine love and light, because that is what makes happiness join your energy level and stay there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It certainly does. Thank you. I'm going to practice and when I go to bed and what I get.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad you said the difference between meditating and actually preparing yourself to receive, because I've always wondered how repeating a sound or repeating numbers or repeating some kind of a mantra over and over and over, it really prevents you from hearing what Spirit is trying to tell you.
That's absolutely right. It does nothing except take up your time.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. When my grandma would set us on the floor against the wall, and she would say, now, we're going to be silent. You know what that means. No thinking, no wiggling, no moving your feet around, no nothing. You're going to be silent, absolutely silent. Nothing in your head is going to tell your body to do anything. It's not going to tell you anything. You're just going to be silent. And that meant silent. So when my brother asked her what silence was, she said, it's you when you're asleep. Oh, we laughed, but it was true. He talked so much.
Okay.
He'd fall asleep.
So there are, we have more people waiting to ask questions. So
okay.
Thanks, Evelyn. I'm going to the next one.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Tim,
thanks for taking my call. Yes.
You have a question for Ada Marie, Tim?
I most certainly do, but the other caller just asked the same question, so I feel like I have some tips. I've been doing a mantra meditation and not getting anywhere for years, so maybe, like Ada Marie said, the trick is to just say nothing and try to clear my mind, so I'm going to try that.
Now, if you've been fooling around and getting nowhere, all you have to do is turn off your head, and you'll become very much aware, because you're putting to wore yourself out trying to do it. So now, be silent and let it happen. Got it?
Okay.
Isn't it amazing? Sometimes our questions are answered by someone else's question.
Yeah.
so you have a free question coming, Tim.
Okay. Well, this might seem a little odd, Ada Marie, but the herbal remedies, would you happen to know any herbal remedy for hair loss?
Remedies for what?
Hair loss?
Huh?
Hair loss.
You're both talking
about... He's losing his hair.
Oh, yeah. You're going to laugh, but I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Let the cat lick your head.
I don't have a cat.
you'll have to borrow someone's cat. You'll have to borrow someone's cat.
What happened? This was in this little community in the country where I lived. It was quite common that everybody had a lot of hair, and whenever you would tell them as a child, "Well, the cat's got to lick your head. You got to let the cat lick your head." And they'd laugh at you, but nobody in the family was bald headed. Nobody.
Okay.
So try it. What do you got to lose? I've never seen anybody go bald headed that let the cat lick their head.
Oh, that's funny.
I know it's funny, but it works. It really works. So there. I mean,
try it.
Well, I know. The little sandpaper tongue would stimulate the scalp. That's for sure. Isn't that amazing?
Okay,
that's fun.
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
You can't. You know the price is right.
Yeah.
Let the cat lick your head for a while and see if you don't see hair popping up.
Okay, we'll try that out.
That's fun. Borrow someone's cat.
Well, I know a man who sold a lot of hair pieces, and he went around the country peddling hair pieces. So
mm-hmm.
when he came to our town, there weren't that many who could buy hair pieces. And so he said, "Well, is it the water you people drink that you have such good, wonderful heads of hair?" And my little sister, he was sitting in a chair, and she got up and she rubbed her top of his head with his hand. She said, "You got to let the cat lick your head, or you'll never grow any hair." My mother likes to die. She was so embarrassed.
It is true.
It does work. And whenever somebody came and they looked like they were getting a little bit thin, you know, in the top
mm-hmm.
and the back part there, she'd say,
yeah.
"Clem, you haven't let the cat at that head of yours, have you?" And he'd say, "No, Monty." And she'd say, "You better get at it. You can see the scalp."
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. That's amazing. You know, we have not given out your phone number. Let's give out your phone number.
Okay. And for Mother's Day, if you call within the month, I'll give you a free 15 minutes as a Mother's Day gift from me. And if you got your pencil ready, the phone number is 520-896-9510. And I work between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
That is Arizona time.
Yes, it is Arizona time.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim. I'm going to go on to the next call, and we got some people waiting. Good luck with that hair.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Who's next?
I'm just looking. I think it's Marie. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Marie?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Actually, I don't have a question. I just want to put it out there that, you know, as far as Mother's Day, I appreciate my mother so much for all that she has taught me throughout the years. She passed away last month, but I have gratitude and everything for everything that she has taught me. And I am the woman that I am today because of her, and I so appreciate it.
Thank you. It's wonderful to hear someone say that. It's wonderful that they give presents to their mother or their father, because actually most parents at the time you grew up and I grew up, that was their main concern, was to see that their children grew up with wisdom and clarity and all those things that are necessary to be a good person. So I'm happy to hear you say that.
Yes. And yes.
Now your mother passed away last year, right?
No, last month.
Oh, last
in
month.
March.
Oh, my.
Yeah, in March. I'm sorry. It was in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep in touch with her. Keep talking to her. She'll talk back.
That's right.
I've been working on that. I mean, I can smell her cigarette smoke. I can feel her presence.
Oh, my goodness.
She's still at home.
So
I feel
that
she's at home.
Because it takes time to get acclimated there, just like it does here. And be patient. But just keep talking, and you will get a reply. Either you'll feel a warmth, or you'll feel some kind of an energy, and then you'll feel in your heart center something, and then you're cooking. Okay?
And Marie, I'd like to just say that you keep reminding her to go as high as she can and take advantage of everything that's there for her, and don't worry about you. So she. Was she a little bit of a worrier?
Yes, a lot of bit of a worrier.
She was an ongoing worrier.
Mm-hmm.
But now she can see. And with the sight, she isn't going to worry like she did before. But she also did another thing. She had a control issue. And she wanted her daughter to do what she wanted her to do. And so now her daughter's on her own, which is good.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I took care of her for the past 14 years, and yeah, she was so much like that.
Yes, she was.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
but there was a tremendous love, too. But right, Marie?
Oh,
yes.
I mean, I adored my mother. My mother was the best mother that anybody could ever ask for. You know, not only was she my mother, she was a lot of the neighborhood children. She was their mother as well. Everybody called her mom.
Yeah, see.
Everybody
and now you're cut loose and you're free to be yourself.
Yes,
and
I feel so much free. I do. I feel real free. I feel free, free like a bird, like an eagle.
Yeah. So
that's
now
wonderful.
You
and you know,
you
the hardest thing for when we lose someone, who when they make their transition and they're in this wonderful world is if we feel guilty. And you have none of that, Marie. Because
I have not.
You were
beyond.
Yeah.
Yes. I did everything
Isn't
I possibly could to make her
lucky.
Comfortable and to be
mm-hmm.
there with her daily. And yes, oh no, I have not one grain of guilt at all. That's probably
That's
why I
great.
Feel at peace with myself.
That's
I feel that she's
fabulous.
At peace now. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to take
Very
it the
good.
Hardest, but it was the total opposite. It was the total opposite.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we have a couple more people waiting to ask questions. So if it's okay,
yeah.
I move on, Marie.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
My name is Maria. I call it from New York.
Okay.
Three Marie.
You have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. Yes, I got a question. I want to know that the lady, the name is Maria, too. You're going to sell in this month in my project.
What?
The,
lady,
the name is Morito Maria. You're going to sell in my project.
Honey, you
going
have
going
to
sell
that.
Your project? Is
the
it something that you work on and have created?
Right. It's the lady they're going to sell for me this month.
Okay.
I cannot understand what she's saying.
Okay. Maria has a project that she has worked on, and there's a lady that she's dealing with, and she wants to know if this lady is going to sell her project for her.
Right.
Tell her she needs to go to some... authority. I feel like she needs to go to an attorney and give it to him so that she doesn't get, they don't take it away from her. I think there's a little danger there.
Uh-huh. You got that, Maria?
Yeah, it can be sneaky, it can take it away from me, they can steal it from me. I want it to go on the lawyer.
Yes, and you must go to an attorney, and he will keep them from giving you much less than you deserve.
Yeah.
You've got something special there that you worked on, so you deserve to get everything that you're entitled to, and the attorney
help
will help you.
Yeah.
Is
That's it better good. Is it better a lawyer, woman or man? What do you think?
Okay.
A male, she wants to know, should she get a male lawyer or a female lawyer?
Well, I don't know what the project is, but my genuine feeling is very often you know when you meet the attorney whether it's somebody you want to work with. So she should meet someone that she feels very good with.
Right.
And then she, male or female, because they're still human.
Right.
So trust your gut, Maria.
Yeah, your heart.
Sometimes you know and you don't trust yourself. So you got to trust yourself more.
That's true. I can ask another question if you don't mind, please. One little question is, please. I got an apartment to rent. You think I rented this month?
Yes.
I'm going to rent?
She said yes. Ada Marie said yes, and it came very fast. So when it comes fast, you know that it's right. Okay?
Thank you very much. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Okay. And just remember, trust your gut, Maria. Trust your gut.
I know. You're right.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with? Pardon?
Jessica.
Hi.
I had a weird interaction with this this person this morning who I've been learning some spiritual teachings from, and I wanted to know either like what you're picking up about her or like what is to learn from this experience, because I'm not going to speak to her anymore. The relationship's over. That was just very weird.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm looking at you and your aura, but you haven't given me a name or anything. I don't know. I don't feel like what I see in your aura says anything about you even talking to that person again.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not going to, yeah.
You just
yeah, not gonna,
yeah. In other words, she's already gone out of your life.
Right. I'm curious. So the name is Za. It's Z-A. But it was. I'm just wondering what is there to learn from that, because
what is there
it
to
was
learn
just very
from
strange.
That? Well, I'll tell you what it is. When you first met the person, something told you something, and you just sort of ignored it.
Yeah, okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Good. That's simple. I see that
it's
a lot.
Another trust your gut. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I was trying to, it's the second person, it's this different type of spiritual teaching, and it's the second, I guess you can say, person, teacher that I tried to learn from, and both of them, I was feeling weird energy, and
okay.
I was just trying to find the information, but it seems like everybody that...
Yeah, listen to me. I do private retreats for people, big, very, very wealthy people, very, very influential people, very everyday people, people that come. And even when I get someone or they want to come and I go and meet them to see if I'm going to work with them, I do the very same thing you're just saying. When I don't feel that it's right, I don't want to be involved, I say to them, I am sorry, but I believe that you need a different person because I am on a totally different energy pattern than you are, and I doubt that I could help you. And I put it on me so that they don't feel bad. Because I can't tell you how many times you just think, oh, that'll go away. It doesn't go away. It gets worse.
That is true.
And
yes.
And I can't tell you how many times I've talked myself out of something that I knew and mm-hmm. wished I had paid attention.
Right. And you know, a very influential politician, I guess he was, someone sent him to me. He came in the door. I offered him a cup of coffee. He sat down, and I said, do you want cream and sugar? And he said, no. I want control.
How dare him.
And I said, well, you came to the wrong place.
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You know, and he didn't quite get set down before he got up and left.
He was dealing with the wrong redhead, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I give people too much of a chance. I think I just try to look at the... I guess I just wanted to get the teachings and just said, okay, forget the person, but I guess I'm going to have to start paying attention to
Wait
people
a minute.
More.
You're going to deal with that person? You're going to forget them? I don't think
so.
And
Jessica, it may be the wrong teachings for you because you had two people from the same kind of philosophy, the same teachings.
Yeah,
and it may just be the wrong thing for you. So I I'm not sure you were on when Ada Marie made her very, very, very generous Mother's Day gift. But Ada Marie, tell her again.
You tell her.
Okay. All right. Ada Marie has, for out of the loving generosity of her heart, has offered a free 15-minute reading, and her telephone number is 520-8896-9510.
Correct.
And that's her Mother's Day offering.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, that's very nice. I didn't hear that before. Yeah, and I think that you're right as far as about the teaching, because it has a very sort of cultish feel to it. There's good stuff there, but there is very something weird about the teaching. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I'm having
the feeling of that you don't want to get involved with that. They want to take over your life.
They do. That's what they do with other people. Seems like everybody's having. It seems like that people are having a good life that do it. You know, like they're traveling and making lots of money, and they seem happy and. Yeah.
They'll spend your money.
And you know what just popped up? They've sold their soul for a mess of pottage. That sounds kind of mean, but that's what came out, and I have to give you what I got. So.
I don't know that word. What'd you say?
It's from the Bible. It was Cain and Abel, I think it was. It was Esau. He was not exactly intellectual. He was a feeling of the earth kind of guy, and his brother was a Sharpie, and Esau was the eldest, and he was supposed to inherit from everything from the father, and he had a big pot of soup. And Esau was hungry, and he said, "I'll trade you to have the inheritance." And so Esau said, "Okay." So that's the expression of trading. How does it go for a mess of pottage? So they called pottage a big soup thing, you know.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
What they're teaching you, and maybe they seem to be making money, but they may have lost, they may have given up more than what they gave up in order to do the teaching, to join that might be more valuable than the money they're making. Does that make sense, Ada Marie?
Pardon?
Does that make sense, Ada Marie?
Makes perfect sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting. That stuff, I seem to notice that darker stuff, it always sort of intrigues me, and then I have to pull away from it. It comes around.
One lady who came for a retreat, this is about, I lived in California, this is probably 15 or 18 years ago. She would go around and do what you did to find, because she wanted the information and she wanted to grow. She wanted to learn how to know what was happening. And so what actually happened to her, she was a very wealthy lady, and she ended up flat broke. So when she went to her attorney was a member of the family, he told her, he said, "I told you to leave those people alone. What's the matter with you?" And she said, "Well, they were so nice, and I thought they liked me." And he said, "They liked your money, honey." And of course they liked you as long as you had money. But where are they now? Well, they moved to New York. They went back to New York. I said, and he said, well, they won't be back, so don't look for them.
Okay. Mm. Oh, dear. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for the insight in the chat, because I've been spending too much of my time today thinking about, like, what was that all about. But, yeah, it's good to get some confirmation, because it was just a weird experience.
Okay. Well, just know that you are right. You are absolutely right, and let it go. Just erase it out of your mind. Just release it.
Just remember, it's just a good lesson, and you already had it, and you don't have to do it again.
Right. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, thanks, bye-bye. Jessica. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, who
Hello,
are we speaking
hi.
With?
My name is Anne.
Anne, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yeah, I have a question for Ada Marie.
Okay.
Ada Marie, I have a question. My mom, she's presently in the hospital. She's very elderly. They have trouble finding nursing home facility where she can stay with her insurance. And they're not nice. They literally yell at me, harass me, make threats that I will pay for each day of your stay if I will not take you to any facility that is 50 miles from me. That's what they found. Do you feel that this situation will be resolved positively? Because I really didn't plan to hire an attorney and fight with the hospital, but I really want to take you out in the facility closer than 50 miles. 50 miles is way too far. But the way that they threaten me, I just don't like all this. It's a horrible situation. Probably I will file some complaints, but I do not want to deal with legal responsibility for anything that they tell me.
No.
I might.
You could hear that better than I could. What did she say?
Yes. First of all, I didn't get your name.
My name is Anne. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. Anne. Okay. So Anne, her mother is in the hospital.
Right.
And the hospital is 50 miles away. And
right.
It
no,
seems
no, the
as if
the hospital is closed. No, I'm sorry.
The hospital is closed, but they seem to be wanting to put her mother into a nursing home that's 50 miles away.
Oh, I see.
And
what's
it seems
wrong?
Like the hospital is exerting some pressure on them.
Well, why can't your mother go home?
Because we have limited space, and she needs to be. She is very elderly, bedridden. She needs 24-hour medical care. We do not have enough space to provide this for her.
Uh-huh.
She needs at least two rooms, one for her, one for caregiver. And she needs to be in the facility as she's very ill. She's very disabled. She cannot sleep at night. Sometimes she cries. So, you know, she needs to be somewhere with 24-hour medical care.
And there isn't one closer to you?
They cannot find anything excepting with your insurance. That's what they say. And the only two that they found are about 50 miles away. And they're making threats to me if I will not agree on this, and they've been doing this for a while now. I will have to pay $3,500 a day for her each day. Or that's what they're doing. And additionally to this, they're screaming, yelling at me. It's like a terrible situation. I'm afraid even to go there now.
And there isn't another
place. Well, I
will go
there. I have no other choice. But the thing is that my husband says they may put some kind of financial lien. Can they do this? They're terrible, I'm telling you, terrible. We don't know how to take you out of there. But there's no accepted facility.
Is there another hospital near you?
There are, but by law they cannot transfer here. I requested this. They say it's impossible. there's some kind of Medicare laws when she's in the hospital, and it is a reputable hospital. There is no way that she can be transferred to another one. I requested this already, and they said no.
She can't walk out of the hospital either, huh?
No, she's bedridden. No, she's bedridden.
Oh.
She's very ill.
I'm looking at you in your auric field, and I'm looking at the energy at surrounding when you speak of your mother, and what I'm seeing is that your mother isn't going to be there very long.
We know this, but still, they don't want to keep her there.
They what?
They feel they do not want to keep her in the hospital. They feel that she can be taken care in the nursing home. She doesn't have any acute condition. That's what they say. There is, well, they all signed the paper that there is no medical reason to keep her there for such a long time, and she can be cared in the skilled nursing facility. That's their decision.
And they won't let her go?
They will, but there is no accepting facility. They found one 50 miles from the family. Yeah.
Have you spoken to your insurance company? What insurance does she have?
I spoken to the insurance company. They say we usually do not get involved. I called Medicare, I called insurance company. They say, we do not get involved into these situations. We can take your grievance.
Oh, 1 second. What you have to do is you have to call them and ask them to give you the names of all of the facilities that are near you that their insurance covers. Don't talk about your... Oh, you did.
I did. I went to 25 facilities, and they say we do not take this insurance, or we take insurance, but we do not have beds, or we don't like something else, or we don't like your clinical notes, or we don't like your history. These facilities are very choosy. They're looking for a private pay. They don't like insurance money. That's the situation. They only like, you know, to be paid mostly privately. I went personally to 25 facilities. I spent 3 weekends doing this. And there's no results.
Where do you live, Anne?
Well, I live in Southern California, but my only question was, do you see that this situation will be resolved positively or it will not? I really don't want to go to the lawsuit with the hospital and deal and spend money on the attorneys, because if they ask me to pay $3,500 a day, I do not want to deal with the lawsuit, honestly. I'm dealing with my mom's dying issue, and the hospital is like, it's like a bulldog against me.
I keep hearing this from people, and I'm trying to understand when going to the hospital to get care became a thing about the person that needs the care is nobody. It's the money the person has that's more important than the person.
Unfortunately, what I saw there, it's a reputable hospital. They were screaming, yelling, making threats to me to the point that I got sick myself. I called the attorney, and they say, we don't deal with these issues because there is no money in this situation. Okay, then who has to deal with this situation? You want me to see the reputable hospital in this city? He says, I'm not going to do this.
My goodness.
What about the social services?
I called every social services possible. They say that it's probably against the law what are they doing, but no one can stop them because attorney wants their family to be treated in that hospital. Other people probably think the same. No one wants to make enemies in the hospital, but they have the terrible attitude towards the family. They only care about money.
What hospital is this?
I do not want to announce this on the radio. It's a very reputable hospital, huge facility.
Uh-huh.
Huge. And they just uh-huh. simply, they were trying even to stop medical care without my permission. I have
oh,
your, I am your power of attorney. And one doctor calls
uh-huh.
and tells me, if she develops pneumonia, I'm not going to treat her. I will just let her die. I say, who gave you the right to make a decision?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Oh my.
Sounds awful convoluted.
It's horrible. You know, I've never seen anything like that. I'm scared to go myself now to this hospital after what I saw.
Well, anybody in their right mind would be afraid to go to a hospital today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go and see people that are there, but boy, you know, it's frightening what you see.
It
so
really
do you
is.
See any positive solution? Because there is one facility that evaluating her case that is closer to me that actually I can get there. But they are not sure if they will take her. I say, if they take her, I will move her tomorrow. Just say yes if they will take her. Well, no one is working on weekend. We don't know.
Hmm.
So what do you see, Ada Marie, for us?
So you're
I,
talking to someone who can't make a decision. You need to talk to the decision maker.
You have to. You. It,
mm-hmm.
it isn't your mother to make the decision. It is you to make the decision and move her where it's best for you to be able to work with her or be seen.
Yeah,
her.
But in order to move her, they have to accept you, and there is no accepting facility like in a nursing home. By law, that's what they say. They cannot move her to another hospital. There is some kind of jurisdiction or something very complicated. They say, no way we can move her to another hospital. The only way that she can go, she is really ill. She cannot go home and be here alone. We even don't have enough space for her,
mm-hmm.
and she needs special bed and everything. She needs a 24-hour care medical facility. They cannot find anything closer than 50 miles.
Hmm.
And believe me, I lost my sleep. I'm so upset with the whole situation. I have to deal with dying mom. And I don't know, but, you know, it's really hard already, and the hospital is trying to punish us for making threats financial. If you will not take you to this facility, you will pay.
My goodness.
I can't answer that question because it's totally strange to me that all this stuff is going on.
Yeah.
Have you talked to an attorney that might be able to help you?
I talked to two of them. They say there is no medical malpractice there. I say, then there is what kind of case? It's probably a civil case, but we don't know if the civil attorney will take it because there is not much money there.
Yeah.
If it was an injury, you could recover some money from the hospital, but it's not an injury. It's more like a civil rights case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more like a human decency situation.
Human decency, civil rights. Honestly, I don't think that these hospitals should be in business if they treat patients.
Of course
like
not. Of course not.
Yeah.
You know,
it sounds odd.
Sometimes the local television shows will have a consumer advocate. Who will go in and fight for someone?
And
I know.
If I can find someone. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Mhm. Do you know where I can look for? I looked everywhere, consumer advocates, and I don't know where to look for these people.
Uh huh.
Well, you got to find out who they work with: CBS, ABC, or NBC. You got to find out what area they're in. And then you can find them.
Yeah,
get to your local television
station and ask for the consumer advocate.
Okay.
And tell them your problem, and very often they have more influence than you or I or any single individual, because they are an influential people, and they can make bad reports about this hospital, you know.
Yeah,
so
the
hospital
be,
might
yeah.
listen to them. Mhm.
It would
okay.
listen, because if it didn't, it'd get closed.
Okay.
Yeah. So do
okay.
that.
Thank you. Sure. Thank
okay.
you. I'll try. Thank you.
All right.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye, DeMarie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish you luck, Anne.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you both.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Hmm.
Yeah. That
so
is... That's a tough spot. And we just... We just have someone who called in just now. Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? May I ask who we're speaking with?
Maria.
Maria?
Yes.
Okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. So,
Ada Marie, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, it just seems
oh.
like, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What's
so,
your question?
So my question is about relationship and love.
Well, that doesn't tell me anything. Are you in a relationship? Are you, where are
I'm
you at?
I'm not. So we just... kind of not talking to each other, but I keep dreaming about this person over and over and over.
So what is the question?
So my question is that we're going to get back together, or is that something that I should not pursue? Like, I guess I'm I don't know if I should pursue it or not.
I don't know anything about the other half of your question, the man. Or the woman, whatever.
Amen.
When you have to ask a question, usually the answer is stop, stay away, go away, start over.
Yes. And what I would like to say is that you cannot change this person. The longer you stay with him, the more he will do exactly the same thing.
And worse.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So does that answer your question?
It's bad to begin
with.
You're
not doing anything, so that's the
Well, but believe me, not doing anything can be a bad thing.
Right.
So what you want to do is look for somebody that is more of what you deserve.
And
you don't deserve what you've been going through.
You know,
okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank
okay.
You.
We've got. Oh my goodness. We got late callers. I'm sorry to cut you short, but we're running
no
out
problem.
Of time here, and we have a couple of more people that are having questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello? 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 Well, if they don't talk to us, we don't talk to them.
Right.
Okay. So... okay, one more time. Hello, is there anyone there? Okay. Then what I feel is that we're way over the hour already.
Right,
and,
we are.
And
I got another show to do in about 10 minutes.
Okay. So everything is wonderful, and we wish you love and light.
And have a wonderful weekend.
And we usually are here from 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, from 2:30 to 3:30 Arizona time. And we're looking forward to hearing from you next week.
That would be wonderful.
So call us back next week. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of you.
Right.
But,
have a wonderful week. Okay.
And just love and light. Thank you so much. And blessings and have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.